This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
It is time for Ask an Expert. Every weekday at 9:20 a.m. on KCBS, we give you direct access to top experts in a variety of fields. Today, the U.S. government officially entered a shutdown after Congress failed to reach a deal that would extend funding. As political paralysis engulfs Capitol Hill, millions will feel the consequences of the shutdown on the U.S. economy. To break it all down, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Sonoma State University political science professor David McEwen. If you have a question that you would like answered, you can email us at askus@kcbsradio.com. Professor McEwen, always good to talk with you. First of all, is there anybody out there in just the plain old world, not politicians, that actually likes a government shutdown?
I suppose that surly uncle that you see on Thanksgiving, I suppose that person might be happy about this. But one thing to pay attention to for your listeners is the degree or the number of days as this runs out. So back in 2018, 2019, there's a 35-day shutdown. What breaks that shutdown is when 10 air traffic controllers call in sick, and it harms air traffic across the United States. So the degree to which fewer TSA agents show up at SFO, the degree to which air traffic controllers start calling in sick, and that starts 10 to 14 days in, a couple weeks in, if you will, when that first paycheck is missed. At the degree to which that happens, it places additional pressures because it's affecting deeply the economy of the country as well.
You know, the last government shutdown was in 2018. It seems like we have them more often than that, even though it has been, you know, a good 7 or 8 years. What leads to these? Is it simply partisan politics?
To a certain degree, and it's the rules of the Senate. So you are correct that this kind of push to the brink, has become a regular part of our politics. It becomes very difficult to manage. There's a difference between running for office, what you might call electioneering, and a difference with governing or actually getting the trains to run on time. It's difficult to lead and to provide consensus. Consensus is governing. Electioneering is difference, that I'm better than you or different than you. So then you look at the rules of the Senate itself. For appropriations to pass a budget or a continuing resolution, you need 60 votes. And again, sorry for the numbers here. That means you need 7 Democrats to cross over, is the reality. But to do a rescission, to have a budget adopted and then rescind that current budget, which has happened in this current session of Congress, you only need 50 votes. So you're asking Democrats to cross over, vote for a budget that then can be rescinded much more easily or clawed back. And it makes it difficult to negotiate. So that's why Democrats talk about health care and the Affordable Care Act, because by doing that, that polls really well for them. It's a place of strength for them. And that's why Donald Trump talks about crime, immigration, areas that have come down for him, but areas that he still has a trust advantage over Democrats. So these rules matter because Democrats then don't want to step and vote for something in a coalition that then can be easily thrown out in some period of time down the road. It makes it hard to negotiate as a result. So they are negotiating from, in one way, a sense of weakness, but also unsure about how to proceed moving forward. And that puts Donald Trump and Republicans in a bit of a driving seat, at least in the near term, until federal employees are missing their paychecks.
We had House Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi on KCBS about an hour ago. She made it very clear that the terminology should be, this is a Republican government shutdown. And Republicans say, no, wait. Democrats, you're the ones who voted against a measure yesterday that would have averted a shutdown. With rhetoric like that, how can the two sides find any common ground?
Yeah, it's very difficult. And then if you break it down further in polling, Democrats do get a slight advantage overall with the electorate. Slicing and dicing it is Democrats, independents, and Republicans. Democrats do a little bit better overall than Republicans in the polling data for who's responsible. So Republicans are blamed more because they have the presidency in both houses on Capitol Hill. However, as it drags on, as you start to get past about 14 days, as you start to get into a month plus, then it becomes much more a pox in all your houses. One thing to remind your listeners is that, look, you also have this component where in 2018, Democrats won the House. They came back into power in that midterm election. And 2026 is President Trump's second midterm election, if you want to think of it that way. And historically, a second midterm is where you have the biggest loss. This is part of the rationale around what's going on with redistricting fights. So you can't you have to keep central the joining of electoral politics with governing, which drags this out a bit. So this, as it goes out, and as federal employees are kicked off the rolls, as they are furloughed, for example, it moves much farther beyond Alcatraz and the Blue Angels not being around for Fleet Week, as Matt Bigler talked about. It becomes much deeper and broader, and that has big effects, even with this great divide of who's responsible for what.
Healthcare is a major negotiating point in the stalemate between the Republicans and Democrats. Our Holly Kwan reporting today that covered California members could see their premiums go up $200 a month. Is that really going to be the focal point on this? If there's going to be a settlement, they're going to have to reach some common ground on health care?
Okay, so Democrats poll really well on health care, and this is why you've seen Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi talk about this and try to lead this charge, especially on the ACA. And if you look in California and what's going to happen, if you are older and you are poor, the likelihood of not just an increase, but losing your health care coverage is really, really great, especially as we move out past 2028 and into the 2035 period. So as you project what's going to go on, older voters, older citizens are going to face real difficulty around healthcare. So Democrats want to push that message. But the broader component here is that they don't want to vote for something, get to that 60 votes in the Senate, and then have it rescinded at 50 votes a year from now. And so healthcare and changes in Medicare, Medicaid, the state's ability to make that up, all states, blue states and red states, it is difficult and deficient. And therefore, Democrats believe they have a winning issue. But really what is happening is the worry about voting for something that then can be rescinded. But the health care issue in rural counties in California and rural areas of the country, blue and red areas, is deep and is coming. It starts in terms of a premium increase, and then people are dropped off the rolls moving forward, especially people who are older and have less income.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And we should point out that just moments ago, a vote to end the shutdown failed in the Senate. Democrats held firm on their health care demands. So once again, Republicans are saying, see, you had a chance to end this. So it's just partisan politics, almost like a dog chasing its tail. There's no end.
Yeah, in the near term, that's true. So there, it looked like about a week ago, there was going to be a short-term deal, whether that was like a week or a 10-day period, where there could be a cooling-off period and negotiations could begin. So pay very close attention to John Thune, the Senate Republican leader, the majority leader. Does Thune start to make headway on a cooling-off period that's near-term to begin negotiations that can lead to a short-term, what's called continuing resolution, or CR, that takes us into a period in December? Democrats may move on that. They haven't yet, but they may move on that to get a short-term negotiating deal to then get another deal that, say, runs through the holiday period before we get something longer. Again, they have that problem of voting for a budget and then having it rescinded. That's really the rules-breaking component that puts them in a hard place to get even to a negotiating period.
This is Ask an Expert on KCBS. We're taking a deep dive on the government shutdown with Sonoma State University political science professor David McEwen. Furloughs are common during federal shutdowns. The president is talking about not furloughs, but layoffs as a way to trim the federal payroll. Does that kind of up the ante here?
Yeah, I mean, dynamite questions first, let me say. Here's the issue. Look, budgets are a proxy for values, what a politician believes. And if you've been pushing the envelope on institutional power of the presidency, right, if you look at the last 20 or so Supreme Court decisions in which Donald Trump has been a party, he's won all 20. He's 20 for 20, which is unheard of. And not even unprecedented. I don't even know what that word is. But if you look at what is going on around this particular moment, if you're the leader of the Office of Management and Budget, Russell Vogt, if you're the author of Project 2025, Russell Vogt, and you want to push the envelope, what you want to do is furlough employees, because this court so far has allowed essentially the president to furlough workers and wait on Supreme Court decisions on relief for the parties or litigants or resolution of that case, using the emergency docket, using other components of how the Supreme Court operates. They've let the executive branch do what it wants and then deal with the legal/constitutional issues down the line. That means that you furlough individuals, and you furlough 400,000 individuals, you furlough for 800,000 a day, and you start to save hundreds of millions of dollars. That's the argument you make. And you expand executive power. And by expanding executive power, you've done that in multiple arenas, and you deal with the court issues later. So the court could resolve that in December or January while the furloughs hold in place. And pushing that envelope of executive power is exactly how Donald Trump has approached the presidency the second time around. And Democrats are a bit, they're not in a place to deal with that issue, especially around those workers who might even be unionized, where this administration has pushed a number of envelopes on past constitutional decisions.
Right. You talk about how the president often uses the Supreme Court kind of as his backstop. I'll do this, and then we'll see if the Supreme Court upholds
it.
I mean, could he do that with laying off, firing federal workers to trim the workforce and say, listen, I'm doing it. We'll see what the Supreme Court says. And in the meantime, it happens.
Not even hundreds of thousands, but potentially millions of federal employees over time. So as this drags out, he has the potential to then start upping the ante with hundreds of thousands to potentially millions of workers who then get laid off or furloughed, headed into the holiday season. That has economic effects as well. And then you revisit these issues down the line with what the president can or cannot do under this furlough period, which is unclear in a constitutional way, the court visiting that down the road. So it has the potential to be quite disastrous for federal workers, even though many of them would have to be paid eventually or do their job without getting paid, like, for example, the Postal Service, TSA, the military, and so on.
What government services are most affected? Matt Bigler's been reporting on how you can't go to Alcatraz or Muir Woods is closed. But, you know, people are still going to get their mail, I guess. TSA is still working. Air traffic controllers are still working. How will most rank and file Americans most notice this shutdown? How will they be affected?
First, Social Security benefits continue. All right. So that's an important component. So people who receive Social Security will continue to receive Social Security. However, if you look at the near term, it's parks, it's elements like that that we see effects right away. But as it drags on from days into weeks, that's where the effects become magnified. So that means that you have fewer folks at SFO who are working for TSA, and that potentially can not just make for longer lines, it can shut down wings or areas of airports. So you have to have contingency plans in place if you're at SFO. In addition to that, if air traffic controllers have a sick out or start to exercise their time off that they have on the books, that can affect air traffic across the country. That has dramatic effects, not during just the holiday travel period. It has dramatic effects for airlines, for in terms of business travel, in terms of airline safety, and it has a compounding effect. So monitoring what's happening on the air traffic side is an important barometer of what's going on. And as it begins to move out, the degree to which people start to then call in sick or not show up for work because they have to get a side gig to pay the bills because they're out a paycheck or two. The first kind of hit for this for federal workers is about 2 weeks out. So around the middle of October is an important barometer of what's going on. And if the president is laying off or furloughing people between now and the middle of October, that then is an indication that this could go longer because you're missing that paycheck period of the middle of October into the end of October and beyond. He's pushing the envelope. That'll be an important barometer.
Always great analysis from political science professor David McEwen at Sonoma State. Professor, as always, we appreciate you coming on today.
Well, thank you. I wish it was better times, but grace is going to have to be exercised here when you're working with federal people because they're going to be in a tough spot.
Certainly interesting times. Professor David McEwen at Sonoma State.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.